Addressing the folk accession in Johannesburg, South Africa in 2015, Chinese President Xi Jinping put forward his 10 major plans proposal, suggesting China and Africa should be combining their strengths through mutual development. Director of the Angola-China Chamber of Commerce, Orlando Calando, says the 10 major plans initiative is helping countries like Angola take their next step forward in development.
It's important to grow the same, get up whole. If you have one country in down, one country in up, it's not good. This is the vision of China. The China helps Africa just for half whole.
Chinese Vice Commerce Minister Chen Keming says in the 3 years since Xi Jinping put forward the proposal, 10 major plans has created a new avenue for Chinese firms into Africa, which are in turn creating new opportunities for people across the continent.
在十大合资计划落实过程当中，中国产品、技术、Chinese products, technology, services, and standards are arriving in Africa at a faster pace. Chinese companies' operational excellence has been improving, and the Chinese yuan has sped up its internationalization process, creating a steady underpinning in the development of China. But it also means that both China and Africa are benefiting from this.
Beyond corporate investment, the Chinese government is also putting an emphasis on social development in Africa. Liberian Deputy Minister of Economic Management, Augustus Flomo, says he expects this will be one of the highest of this year's folk accession in Beijing.
I'm glad that for my own eyes, China is engaging and working to reduce poverty and increase development. The Chinese government has carried out a number of official development projects in Liberia, including renovation, construction of a 100-bedroom hospital, and many others. To remove poverty is meaningful even now to Liberia than before.
Zimbabwe's ambassador to China, Paul Chikawa, says the 10 major China-Africa cooperation plan also represents opportunities for other countries looking to invest in Africa.
China-Africa cooperation plan projects for the mutual benefit of the two sides and beyond. I say and beyond because when you look, for instance, at infrastructure development, projects implemented in Africa will not necessarily only be open for use in terms of China-Africa cooperation, but will be used by anyone from anywhere who desires to do business with Africa. I'm talking of roads, rail, airports, ports, bridges, and so on and so forth.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is expected to touch on many of these issues as part of his speech to open this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Beijing later on this Monday. For CII, this is Ke Anna.